Well, welcome to Unity Church of Light. We have lots of peoples here today. And guess what? You brought your light with you. I feel it. I feel it. And I'm truly grateful. I'm just blown away. I cannot believe the faces I see sitting here today. And I feel so, so honored that you decided to come and spend your Sunday morning with me. Thank you, Spirit. I don't know why I looked up, I'm looking in. So, we're gonna begin our service with a song. What we do, we remain in our seats. And you know how we used to just yell out and embellish? And well, we kind of quietly sing these days so as not to project all over the place. So if you'll join us in the song, Miracles. Yes, and they're happening for Unity Church of Light, and they're happening because we affirm a lot of things here, don't we? We affirm all the goodness of God. We affirm the law of attraction. So today, we're going to affirm the vision statement for Unity Church of Light together. Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. And our mission statement is, Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world. Breathe that in and hold it a moment. And in thinking about being a light-centered inspiration, we do that first by knowing a truth within ourselves. So let us affirm together the unity affirmation spoken all over today. Together, there is only one power in the universe and in my life, God the good, omnipotent. Now take a deep breath and hold that in. One presence, one power. That doesn't mean nothing will happen in the universe. It just means we're claiming the good. One presence, one power, active in our lives. God, the good, omnipotent. And guess what? That moves in and throughout you as you and reaches out to touch those who may be in need of knowing this truth today. One presence, one power in the universe and in our lives. God, the good, omnipotent. That's true for me. Is it true for you? Yes. All right, we're already in agreement this morning. Our daily word for today. This is a good one. We're not only talking about the healing of outer conditions, but we're talking about every aspect of our lives. So, the word is healing. And the affirmation is, my thoughts, words, and actions affirm divine life. Think about that moment. My thoughts, words, and actions affirm divine life. So today I give thanks for the constant activity of divine healing life, especially when my body is expressing illness. To bolster my awareness of my capacity for healing, I place my attention on my inherent wholeness. I affirm life in my thoughts, my words, my actions, as I care for my body and meet its needs. My faith assures me that illness is not the truth of me, nor is it my enduring reality. Through my actions, I affirm wholeness as my true nature and encouraging my healing. Even when I am not facing illness, I greet each day by blessing my body, affirming my wholeness. The ongoing activity of divine life in every organ, every cell. I give thanks for the gift of divine love by giving thanks for my healing and living joyously. And the scriptures from Luke 8, verse 48, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Ah, what a beautiful daily word, beautiful message. I hope that you're reading these and taking them in because the messages are so rewarding. Now we want to give our youth blessing, and we do that by rubbing our hands. And when we rub our hands, we get that energy going. And I'm going to hold on to this right here today because there's a lot of energy in the room. But we get that energy going, and we release it by affirming together. Children of God, we love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we behold the Christ in you. Just breathe that in a moment. Yes, and that's for the child in you also. Well, we just have a couple announcements today. Well, everything on here is for those who didn't get the bulletin, we do have some things we're announcing for Marty. Marty, you want to, oh. Here she is. You want to wave your hand? Marty is the one we've been advertising classes for over at Unity South. And she's our next, probably the very next licensed teacher to be. Here in the St. Louis area. So we're thrilled to be adding on to our licensed teacher ranks. I just want to point out to you just a few people because I'm blown away this morning. So my aunt is here. I'm just so thrilled. Mary Carter. Yes. I quote her a lot when I do lessons, especially prosperity ones, because I remember you saying one time, as long as they're making money, I'll have some. And so I'm claiming that too. And then my cousin Susan in the back there. And my cousin Diana's back. Well, Priscilla. Now you see the three of us, they always talk of us as we're the triplets, because we're very close in age and we all sort of look alike now that we're progressing through life. And then we have Unity South. We have some members of Unity South here visiting. So we're so glad you joined us this morning. We are so, so appreciative. They're scattered throughout. And you hear me talk a lot about my other mind here at church. So Kristen is our Kristen Holt. She's our office manager, and she keeps me straight and all the other little things, mechanisms that happen around here. So, Kristen, I am so thankful that you're here this morning. So anyway, I had to do that. It's just too rich in here for me not to do that. And now we'll continue with our service. And Mary will play for us. Thank you, Mary. Well, good morning, beautiful people. Wow. Well, we here at Unity Church of Light have been focusing on the 12 powers is taught by Charles Fillmore, co-founder of the Unity Movement. And I forgot, I'm going to back up a half a second because we have Reverend Jan in the house. I'm sorry. Yeah. Right, I'm honored this morning. Reverend Jan, Reverend Karen, wow, come on, Spirit, work with me. Yeah, I forgot about that, and a few people are here with her also, so we're so blessed this morning. Now, back to the 12 powers. These faculties are in us. They are our inherited right. So each month here, we have been practicing on adding these to create for ourselves a better world. This month's power is imagination, and boy, mine has worked overtime. me and a couple others, we do an imaging or an intention most nights. And this intention is to see just what I'm looking out at right now. So when I walked in the door, last night felt particularly powerful for me. And I felt that power moving through me. You ever feel that power moving through you when you're working on something in prayer? I felt that power working through me. And look what it has produced. Far beyond my imagination, I'm telling you. But I am grateful. So, just want to talk a little bit about how we're adding these on. It's just like making a big pot of stew. You put your ingredients in. You may let your meat simmer a little bit, and then you add something else, and it simmers a little bit. Well, that's what we have been doing here at Light. So, okay, this is for my people that's been here. What's the first power that we studied? Represented by? All right, I'm so proud of you. Okay. That means the more it's sinking in, right? And we're walking by what? Faith. Yes, we are. It's represented by Peter. It's our ability to see the unseen, to persist in order to bring it forth. So to this we added what? The second month. All right, represented by? All right. Oh, I'm a happy woman up here today. Andrew is our ability to remain steadfast. You ever have anything want to knock you off of the path? Somebody says something and you almost respond negatively, and then you think, strength to stand in my truth. Yes. So, and to faith and strength, we add it. Wisdom represented by... All right. Wisdom and judgment. We sometimes speak of judgment when we talk about wisdom. It's the highest form of spiritual knowing and includes divine judgment, which is simply looking through the appearances to the truth of whatever that is. Judgment, that's our discrimination, our intuition, and other activities of the mind under the heading of pure knowing. That's the wisdom. Okay, now, the next one that we studied was? All right. Love, faith, strength, wisdom. They all work in harmony. Love kind of brings them all together in that harmony. Love is known as a great healer and harmonizer of them all. The ability to adjust misunderstandings. Anybody ever have any misunderstandings? Yeah. Well, let me introduce you to love, because that's your polity to make it through those misunderstandings. And in your affairs, you can create a healthy, harmonious, and free life. And last month we studied, represented by, all right, power. You know, you often hear me say, I'm standing in my power. I'm standing in my truth. That is self-mastery. It's inner control over thoughts and feelings. Now, does power mean power over another person and their thoughts? No. No, it's, you know, once you work your power to see through things, all else is, you're going to rise above all the other stuff. You'll rise above. So, today we're going to add imagination, represented by, okay, by Bartholomew. The disciple Bartholomew. The location in the body is between the eyes. Some people say your third eye. I just think of it as my spiritual eye. The color is?
Light blue.
Look, Mary got the message. A few others. Right. And if you're into colors, these colors can kind of help remind you of these powers that we talk about. Imagination. You know, in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, Bartholomew, metaphysically, it states that in us is that receives ideas and reflects them in images into the soul in dreams and visions. You know, we have a scripture in the Bible where there is no vision. People perish, right? So these images are reflected into our soul, our thinking capacity. So there's not much on Bartholomew, but through strong evidence, most Bible scholars believe him to be Nathaniel. If you look in Matthew 10 and 3, Bartholomew is mentioned as one of the 12 disciples. So I want to read you something this morning. I had to do some research to acclimate myself to this thought of Bartholomew, since there's not very much on him. And if we go to if we go to the book of John, the first chapter, verse 44 through 51. And I'm going to kind of paraphrase it a little bit as I read this. And this is when Jesus was leaving Galilee, and he gathered all the 12 with him. And Philip of Bethsaida and the city of Andrew and Peter. And then he gathered Philip of It says, Philip finds Nathanael. Now, remember I said they believe Nathanael to be Bartholomew. And then it says, it actually reads, they're talking among themselves, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said to him, can there be any good thing come out of Nazareth? And Philip says to him, come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and says of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile," which in other words, there is no deceit. And Nathanael says to him, "From where you know me?" And Jesus answered and said, "Behold that Philip called you when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answers and says to him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And Jesus answered to him, "Behold, because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, believe you, you shall see greater things than these." And that's the part I like to emphasize. "You shall see greater things than these." And he says to him, "Verily, verily, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." I read all of that because sometimes it makes more sense if you read into it a little bit. But the part I'm really focusing on is, ye shall see heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending. In other words, we think of heavens metaphysically as the realm of what? Divine ideas. And if you get a vision of this, use that imagination. Here we have all these ideas. Angels are messengers, their thoughts, and their ideas also, and they're sending back and forth. So here we have all these ideas opened unto us. We just have to see it. We have to see it, ascending and descending. That's activity to me. That's activity. That's ascending, that high state of consciousness. And it does go both ways, doesn't it? We can imagine something that's really not good for us, but we can also imagine the good, right? So we have that vision. So in the revealing word, imagination is that part of the mind that imagines and forms. Can you see it? Can you see it? If you can't see it, then that attribute of imagination is blocked. But if we can see it, we say every morning, we affirm our mission statement. Do you see us as that beacon? I see us drawing to us those who are searching for this truth. Not only to us, but to everyone else that is promoting the teachings of Jesus Christ and the truth in which that stands. Martella Winsett, Linda Martella Winsett. Anyone read any of her books? Yeah, how to pray without speaking to God, and she has some others out. What she says, imagination is our ability to picture what can be. Can you picture what can be in your life? We may do that already. I can picture some things. I've just had a manifestation. I pictured a room transformed into an office, and I just added the final touch, some bookcases. And now I walk in there, and it's an office. I love it. It says, it's our ability to picture what can be, and by holding that idea and developing it until we feel its effects. until we feel its effects while it still has not been manifested. And I love this part. She says, to live into that idea until it becomes a part of our reality. Have you ever lived into an idea? You breathe into it. You move with it. You see it clear as day. And then what do? You grab back into that faith that we talked about, right? And you know it can come into manifestation. That's a beautiful thing. What are you working on here today? Anybody have anything they're working on? Well, I know Marty does. I'm imagining that for you. So you have power going into that. Right. Hold on to that image until it manifests for you. Throw in those other ingredients, faith, power of the spoken word. We speak the word when it's something that we desire to bring in manifestation. God said what? Let there be. We have that power too. Don't you believe it? I do. You know, we direct our power and our images. We direct them. Sure, we can imagine a lot of stuff, can't we? But we need to touch it with what? What do I always say? Prayer, meditation. Those are some. You ever make anything and there's just always some main ingredients you automatically add, and you might tell somebody the recipe and you forget that little part because it's just so automatic. And then they'll say, that doesn't taste like yours. But, you know, the two things we always add to anything we do, we connect ourselves to spirit through prayer and meditation. So always use those tools. I was reading Paul Hasselbeck's book, and he's in Power Up. And in so many words, he says that if you're having difficulty imagining, there may be too much busyness there. Anybody get so busy till all of a sudden you remember, wait a minute, what am I doing? Take a moment, pause, and breathe. And it also says that it can be used for the negative as well as the positive. What has unfolded? Sometimes we can take what has unfolded in our lives and trace it back to the source. I forgot his name. He says, stinking thinking. You know, sometimes we can trace it back to the source. So, here's what I want you to do this morning. This is leading up to the homework. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a moment and breathe right here, right now. Think about this question. How do you envision yourself right now? How do you envision yourself? Are you projecting an image that's less than? Or are you projecting that image and likeness of spirit that you were created in? Take some moments alone and sit with that one. Also, I didn't know I'd have so many people here from other communities, but you can join us. How do you envision not only this chapel, but how do you envision the Unity churches in our community? How do you envision? Do you envision them as not having enough people? Do you envision them as lacking in anything? How are you envisioning those churches? You know, churches are also these bodies, so it's a twofold question. If you want to think of the metaphysical thing of church, I'm envisioning every seat filled. I'm envisioning not only filled with people in unity like all of you, because I'm preaching to the choir this morning. I'm envisioning them filled with people walking through that door who are searching, who need a place to feel like within their souls, I am home. And this is what we strive for as a church community in creating our image collectively for our churches. We see them coming to us. We see them. And then, this is the big one. We've gone through a lot of things this past year, right? Mm-hmm. How are we imaging the world, the United States? You see, if we're holding an image of sickness, if we're holding an image of people not having the basic needs, if you're looking out there and saying, oh, those poor people, I've heard that just this morning when I stopped by a store. No. I don't want to project that on them. What do I want to project? A picture of wholeness, a picture of them thriving. We can hold that image. Trust me, we can hold that image. We don't want to think in terms of separation. We want to think in terms of harmony and peace. I don't know about you, but I want a world that works for all, but we have to all work towards that. At least the masses work towards that. I think a great example is how we've moved through this current events that we've been through. We bonded together, and a lot of us have shone our lights into those dark places. And guess what? They're feeling it. They're opening up. They're coming together. Yes, there's still work to do, lots of work to do. But we're up to that, right? Because we have the tools. So the homework is, first observe. Because if you don't know what you're thinking, if you don't know what you do when you come up to certain circumstances, you're not going to know what tools to pull out of your tool belt. You know? You're not going to know you need to infuse love into that. You need to stand in power on that. So observe what's going on around you. The second thing is to cleanse, and I like to say discriminate. That doesn't sound negative, does it? Because we're going to discriminate to what's not true and what's true in this situation. So after you observe, you discriminate, then cleanse. Cleanse yourself of that thought process that's bringing you to that point. And then we need to touch it with truth. See it right. Instead of seeing it as poor them or seeing lack in that situation. We want to see it right. We can send our vibrations. We can connect with people. You ever walk into a group that may be arguing and just think, I am the love and the peace in the midst? And things begin to settle down, you know, a little bit. Yeah. If you haven't done that, try it. It works. It works. Just think of yourself, I am the light. I want to give you one more thing, and it's from this book, Discover Your God-Given Powers. And it says, see rightly. In order to change conditions in your mind, body, and affairs, you must first transform the pictures you are holding in mind. If you're holding a negative image, you need to transform that into a positive. See people being fed. It says your life will always flow into the mold you create through your inner picturing power. If you don't like the condition you are attracting, change them by building new images in your imaginations. I know a lot of people that I've talked with think, oh, he's just imagining things, and they use it in a negative aspect. But you know, they don't know the power of a vision. They don't know the power of imagination. Get two or three gathered together in my name and hold a vision and see the outer workings of spirit come to pass. Bless you, my friends. We're going to go forth and we're going to see even more than what's happening now. And we're going to do the work. We're going to take a moment collectively and blend our consciousness together. We're going to uplift the atmosphere in this area right now, because there are quite a few of us in here. And if we all get in one accord, yes, and we have our powers with us. So let's take a deep breath, and you can focus on the lights, or you can just turn within and close your eyes and focus on that light within. This morning we affirmed it, one presence, one power. Can you see it? And as we turn within, we begin an inward journey. We imagine ourselves traveling to a point deep within, where there is nothing to be concerned about, nothing to do. We were created to be spiritual beings. And right here, right now, we journey to that place where we can just be what we were created to be. Moving slowly out of that thought process that may be flowing around in the mind, in the head. Slowly flowing down into your heart region. And we feel the breaths coming in and flowing out. And we know in this moment, we can release and let go of all those activity in thought that we brought with us to get us here today. We release those right now. And we come to a point deep within where we step over that threshold and plant ourselves firmly in the vibrations of unconditional love. Plant ourselves firmly in the vibrations of peace that passes all understanding. Plant ourselves firmly in just being what we were created to be. Right here, right now, in the quiet. And right now, as we prepare to return to this room and to the presence around us, we know we have just invited in that power of imagination. And as we go forth this day, we see harmony. We see peace. We see in the eyes of each and every one the activity of spirit flowing in and out and reaching out and touching everything within sight. So for this, dear God, we are truly grateful that we know in our heart of hearts that there is only you. So for this and all things, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. We see it, don't we? We see it unfolding in every avenue of our lives. Bless you. And as we prepare to I was just standing here thinking we have a lot of people. I am imagining that we can make a wide enough circle. We can migrate up here too. Yes, ma'am.
I need to borrow your mic.
What? Now, there's one thing I know of you, and you are no dummy. So you know we're up to something.
I had no clue. But I was wondering why half of South was here.
Well, we are up to something. And when you look out there, we're up to love in action. Mm-hmm. You feel it?
Yeah. Yes.
Everybody here just loves you and appreciates you. And, you know, we didn't get to have our Thanksgiving all unity service, so mm-hmm. We just figured we'd pull it off today and be thankful. And one of the things we're thankful for is you, Vernetta.
Oh.
And I have a few notes here because I find it totally interesting that the music today was Miracles Are Happening. Wow. And what the world needs now is love, right? So how appropriate for what we're going to do today. So November of last year, I did what my teacher here has taught me to do, and I took some things into prayer and meditation, as I do each day. And during that meditation, something was revealed to me, and which I do believe was divinely inspired. And it was revealed that Unity Church of Light should have an educational fund much like what we have at Unity of St. Louis South. And for those of you who don't know what we have at South, we have a McKee Fund. And I know, Vernetta, you're familiar with it. It was established when the husband of Julia McKee, our founding minister, made a large donation, and he asked that it be used to create an educational fund for Sirius Unity students in his wife's name. He asked that it be kept separate from the monies that were used to pay bills and other church expenses, and it was only used to assist Unity students with the cost associated with their education. During my meditation, it was also revealed to me that the educational fund for Unity Church of Light would be called the Holmes Fund. And for Unity Church of Light, this is so appropriate because you are their spiritual leader. You are the teacher for so many of us, from teaching classes to prayer chaplains and serving as the spiritual leader here, but also coming over to Unity South once a month and ministering to us. And you've been doing that now for 4 years. Can you believe that?
Really?
Yeah, time flies. And I'm sure you're doing a lot of things I don't know about. But anyhow, once I received this message, I enlisted the help of Jackie, your board, and others to get the word out to everyone. And I've got to tell you, the response was phenomenal.
Oh, wow.
In 4 months, we not only met our goal, but we exceeded it. And it's thanks to the generous donations of everybody in this room and many who would love to be here with you, but South still had to have a service. So they send their love, and they did. We have generous donations from so many people that made this happen. The total, as of when I took the money out of the bank that we had set up a fund to do that, was $6,700. Now, what you don't know, and I didn't know, was that after I closed the Holmes Fund, which we had at the bank, somebody said, "How much have you accumulated?" And I said, $6,700. And they said, "Well, I want to give three and make that an even $7,000.
Wow.
So it is my honor to give you this check for the Holmes Fund.
Oh, my God. Oh, thank you. Oh.
And now you think it's over, huh? No. Now, Jackie has a presentation that she would like to make.
Oh, man, that I was with her yesterday.
See, I can still keep a secret.
Oh, my goodness.
You can sit down if you want. This will take a while.
Nope. No, I wrote some of it, so you know how long it is.
You got any glasses on here?
All right. Wow. I didn't. My back was to all of you. I didn't know how many people were here. Whew. Oh, sorry. Okay, Mary, I'm here.
All right. Now, I'm not much of a speaker, and I'm not as composed as Marty is. So I'm overjoyed with joy, overwhelmed with joy, that I could be part of this. So if my joy, if it gets so overwhelming that it starts leaking out of my eyes, please send me some thoughts of composure. Well, good morning. Thank you. My name is Jackie Compton, and I would like to welcome you all here today. Thank you for coming. Really, thank you for coming. I know most of you, which is wonderful, because I never had any friends before I came into Unity. Isn't that amazing? Most of you know that I live in South County, where many of you have traveled from today. So people would ask me, why do you drive so far when you have two Unity churches that are within 7 minutes of your house? And I say, because Vernetta is here. And you all know what I mean by that, because you are here today to celebrate this special person and this special occasion, which you yourself have been part of creating. As a little background, Vernetta Holmes came to Unity in 1982 at the invitation of her Aunt Mary, who is here today with us. And I have to tell you, Mary, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Vernetta became a licensed Unity teacher in 1998, and in the 23 years since then, she has taught hundreds of students in her humble, beautiful way. Downstairs in the fellowship hall are quotes from each of the ministers and spiritual leaders who have led this congregation for the past 20 years or so. This is Vernetta's quote. Quote, I said, if I'm going to do this, I've got to jump in full-footed, unquote. When the pandemic shut everything down in March 2020, Vernetta addressed the community's spiritual need by taking a crash course in technology. She did not want to do it, as many of us don't want to do it either. But she knew that in order to support her people, she had to do it. And she jumped in full-footed. She taught herself much of the technology. She would meet Wayne here during the week, and he would record her lesson on his phone and then put it on YouTube and on the church website. When Wayne couldn't come any longer, Vernetta came alone, giving her weekly lesson to an empty church, recording it on her phone for those of us at home. Since everyone always sits in the same spot every week, she thought about putting up cardboard cutouts so she wouldn't feel so lonely when she was here by herself recording her lesson. 1 year ago in June 2020, with courage and caution, she opened the church for in-person services. I was starved for human contact. Well, I am married, but I was still starved for human contact. And spiritual nourishment, and that is how I came here, because it was the only church operating at the time. As soon as I met Vernetta in person and heard her message, I knew I would become a member of this church, which I did in January of this year. Marty didn't explain in detail about her vision. In the vision, she was standing outside this church with Vernetta, and she was handing Vernetta a check to establish the Home Scholarship Fund. She then handed Vernetta a book, probably not this size. You know, anything worth doing is worth overdoing. Anyway, she handed Vernetta a book that had Vernetta's sayings in it. Vernetta told us recently that for some time she had been thinking of asking the Board of Trustees to establish a scholarship fund. Here is a perfect example of what she was just talking about, imagination. of how the power of thought becomes manifestation. Picture this. Here is Vernetta, over here, praying for guidance concerning a scholarship fund. It's just an idea in her head and a passion in her heart. Over here is Marty. Now, Marty's meditating. And Marty can meditate because Vernetta taught her how to do it. Just like a radio transmission, this energy and this affirmative action within herself, with her affirming it was already done, went into the universe, floated around looking for someone who was receptive to answer the call. Here's Marty. Marty gets the vision. Marty's receptive and picks up Vernetta's vision. So it's not surprising at all that the Holy Spirit spoke to Marty late last year, showing her Vernetta's vision that actually created this celebration today. That is how a master teacher teaches about divine law, by living the example. We come today to celebrate and honor Vernetta for her years of selfless dedication and service to the Unity community. Vernetta has outpoured generosity to us for many years, conducting services here, giving lessons at Unity South, teaching classes, being a mentor to students, being a spiritual director, counselor to everyone who is hurting, being a leader in the prayer chaplain program, giving people rides, picking up and delivering groceries to others who are at home during the pandemic, and the list goes on and on and on. Now we are outpouring our gratitude and generosity to her in establishing this fund in her name to help Unity students carry on Unity's message of truth. At the onset, Marty and I set a goal of $5,000. In the end, 50 donations came in, totaling $6,700. Now, $7,000 now. Well, okay, so with the average of for $6,700, that came out to an average of $134 per donation. That is a powerful statement of gratitude. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. This fund will be a resource for members of this church who are pursuing their Unity teacher or ministerial license. Now, to get to the Book of Vernetta. In November 2020, after Marty had her vision, she called me, and she asked if I would create a book of Vernetta-isms. I said I would love to. In February of this year, most all of you received, a letter from me asking you to share your favorite Vernetta sayings. Along with that, I ask people to share their feelings of appreciation to Vernetta. We wanted you to know, Vernetta, how much you are loved and appreciated. The thing about Vernetta is, she lives her truth. You saw it here today when she gave her message. With no pretense or thought of accolade, she prays before she speaks, and the words she speaks are prayers of blessing. Her love is obvious, her humility is uplifting, and her laughter and her humor are contagious. There's a story about how people would come and just sit in Charles Fillmore's office as he worked. He didn't have to be talking to them. He would just work, and they would sit in his office, in his presence, because his faith, wisdom, and love, his Christ presence, was so vibrant and alive that these people just wanted to be near him. And that's why I love being near you, Vernetta. Your Christ presence shines forth. When you find someone who demonstrates their Christ expression, stay in their light, and their light will ignite your own light. Reverend Lee Remington, who could not be here today because she is speaking at practically an empty Unity South Church, put it best in her note of appreciation that's in this book. She wrote, "Vernetta, you are a beautiful, brilliant light in God's world. Your light has helped so many, many others uncover the light that is within them. How fitting it is that your light shines so brightly in a church with that very same name. I am grateful for your light you have shared with me. And we are all so grateful to you for saying yes to Spirit's call." The book of Vernetta is divided into four parts. The first part is the sayings that mean so much to everyone. There are about 100 quotes that have touched people's hearts. Well, there was more, but I only had 120 pages in the book.
Thank God.
Yeah, you have to make an appointment to look through it. It takes so long. The second part is 56 heartfelt notes of appreciation from all of us to you. The third part is 3 poems I wrote, and the fourth is a list of the donors to the Holmes Scholarship Fund. God is in the blessing business. That's my favorite Vernettaism. Indeed, God is in the blessing business. And so we, all of us, created this book for you, not me, but the Spirit and all of us, to bless you and to show you how much we love and appreciate you. Now I'd like to ask Tim, so in conclusion, I would like to ask Tim LaFernie to come up and just read the introduction to this book.
Good morning. In the beginning, God created the heavens, earth, and many things. God's unbridled happiness and joyful energy filled every atom of space with millions of glorious colors and light. And radiant beauty shone from the sky, the mountains, oceans, and all that God had expressed himself through. God giggled as he worked in his delight, and the vibrations of his hearty laughter were so great that they filled his creations with wondrous voice, sweet songs in the birds, babbling melodies in the brooks, rustling sounds in the trees, and the braying, cooing, mooing, and other sounds of animals that God had created. And God said, "I shall make man and woman in my own image, that they may enjoy all these beautiful sights and sounds that I have created." And God did create man and woman and infused them all with his divine creative powers. And much begatting occurred in the land of Usa. And Usa is the United States of America. It came to pass that the people of Usa had lost their way and forgotten that they were divine beings. Then God said, "I will make a woman who carries within her heart my godly attributes, that she may guide my flock and teach them how to love and serve with joy." Thereupon, God created a girl child, and she was called Vernetta. And God saw what he had made, and indeed, it was very good. And the child Vernetta grew into womanhood, strong in stature. She learned many lessons, and humbly carried within her heart the love and the blessings of God. And in Vernetta's own delight at experiences God's divine magnificence, she did go forth into the land of Usa and did teach the good news of God's love. Herein are the messages of love, peace and hope in the book of Vernetta. Vernetta Holmes.
No. Okay, now look. I know this is just a ploy to make me walk the talk that I always, because I always say, always be a cheerful receiver as well as giver. And it's very hard for me to sit here this morning and hear all this. I mean, not hard in that respect, but it's not me. It's the spirit within that does the work. And I'm glad you didn't have those missing years where the spirit wasn't quite ready to express itself. But thank you. I'm really at a loss for words right now, so I want to thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. I thought you just happened in here this morning. Oh, my God, I didn't have a clue. I'm thinking, who's that south? Lee and I were talking about switching Sundays, so I don't know what would have happened then, but... Okay, I don't want to hold anyone any longer. If I had known, I would have had a shorter lesson because this is an image moment, because this is something I've always wanted to be able to, anyone studying to be able to go to school, because I was like that. I didn't have the funds, but I always had the image that I was going to make it through. So this is excellent, because the board and I will sit down and talk about, you know, how it would be distributed and how we'll handle those that request to use it. So, oh, my God, thank you so much. Now can we make a huge circle? And I'm telling you, if you didn't come with each other, just make that 3 feet space in between you. I believe we can do it this morning. We'll be here. We're not going to hold hands. You'll be included. We're going to stand right here. Okay, we're not going to really hold hands. We still want to be a little obedient. But we're blessing this circle this morning and knowing that all is in divine order and that spirit is moving in and throughout, touching and making everything whole. And we're hold that consciousness this morning. Now, if anyone has asked you to pray with them, or if you want to hold someone in the essence of this energy generated, you can speak their names aloud or hold them in your heart, but do so right now. Yes, yes. We are eternally grateful. Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, so let's take a deep breath in, and as we release it, let us see it right this morning. Know that all is well as we affirm the prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And now gently we'll sing the peace song.